Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
This was an exciting episode, a bonus Thursday episode at that, a little special guest. I don't want to give too much away. So let's just say things got real.
Things did get real.
And enjoy.
Now this is a podcast all about how your life got flipped, turned upside down. You probably have no friends or family, so sit right there. The stupid problems can be solved by Jake and Amir. In New York City, New York, you might call it fate, is where Jake and Amir spent most of their days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, clowning on Amir when really Jake's the fool. Till these couple of bros, what do you know, got sent to LA to start a TV show. They got him one Wednesday blast, let me make myself clear. This is If I Were You, and it's about to get real.
That was Will Smith.
We're honored, Mr. Smith. We are honored, floored, coy, and dumb for you.
I'm humbled to have such a rock star and a movie star and a rap aficionado create a song for me.
I really am humbled. I'm absolutely humbled.
Why are you humbled?
I deserved it, but it doesn't mean it's any less humbling.
So you aren't humbled.
I do think I needed and deserved a rap from Will Smith, and I needed and deserved his adoration.
So
you're,
doesn't sound like you're very humble. It doesn't sound like you're humble at all that you say you deserve a rap from Will Smith.
I'm humbled by it.
It doesn't see, you don't seem humble.
I'm so humbled.
You seem like you're the opposite of humble. You're like extra confident and cocky now.
Well, yeah.
You think so much more of yourself.
Personally, I think it was about time.
So I am humbled. So you're not humbled at all. That was actually a guy named Danae Bahrain. And he wanted us to give a shout out to his bro, Steve Casa. And we have to do anything he does because he wrote a rap and a song that we used.
Well, he doesn't have like a SoundCloud or YouTube where he writes
other
raps.
He has a bro.
Raps. Sounds like that was the only time he's ever done it.
Yeah. But it was, it's good to like show that like you don't need a well-produced, amazing thing.
Right. You just need a good idea.
Yeah.
Good execution. I think this, it almost says more that he like, he doesn't make raps for it. It would be really bad if he does.
Yeah. Cause he would have to invest in better equipment than the photo booth on his computer, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job. Thank you.
Thank you, Danae.
Cheers and ta-da, for sure.
And this is If I Were You. It's an advice podcast. People email us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. They ask us questions. They're like, oh, I don't know what to do about this. I'm in this predicament. Can you guys help? And we try to offer that help on this show. And then we record it.
Oh,
let me finish.
This one has gotten away from me. I don't want to let you finish.
We record it.
Let you finish.
And we upload it.
What I was thinking about was not letting you finish it. Of cutting you off here.
You're done.
We're going to cut your losses.
The entire episode, actually. It's over now. And also, if you have a theme song, you can send that into ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We also still need thumbnail submissions. When we post it on Facebook, we have like original artwork. Basically, we give you...
Thumbnail submissions are the unsung hero.
Exactly. Because
we
it's
ask
an ad.
Our fans for everything.
We make, yeah.
We say, will you give us questions? Because we can't do the podcast without them.
Uh-huh.
We say, will you make us songs? Because we wouldn't be able to...
Start or end an episode.
Yeah, we wouldn't do the podcast without them. And now,
and then,
will you draw us pictures?
Yeah.
Because we wouldn't be able to post them on a podcast on Facebook without them.
Will you make art for us? Yeah. Will you make music for us? And then will you supply us with questions sort of supports? Right.
Yeah.
What do we do?
Make fun of everyone who does everything for us.
Let's get started.
All right.
So we are in need of some fake names. These are real emails I'm about to read from real people. But I'm going to give them fake names to preserve their anonymity. Let's start with a guy. Should we call this guy DJ Jazzy Jeff?
You've nailed it.
Yeah.
100%.
You nailed it. All right, here we go. Ready? As the year winds down, I realize that I have one big regret that's looming over me. It is this. A few months back, I matched with a girl on Tinder, and we really seemed to get along. However, this came at the most inopportune time, as 2 days later, I went home for fall break. This made me miss the window of asking her out, and as the week progressed, we kind of stalled and the sparks just died out. Obviously, I could have asked her out when I came back, but I guess I was too stupid to do so. And now it's been 2 months and many left swipes later, and it made me realize that she could have been the one. Overly dramatic, I know. Either way, what do I do now? Is this just a lost cause to put behind me and write a song about? Or can I reach out to her and win her back? Thanks. Love, DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Win her back, huh?
Yeah.
Win her back.
He lost her.
He lost her.
He had her. He lost
her.
How
do I win the heart back of this Tinder match that I chatted with for a minute?
Well, this is sort of a great time to plug our side venture, textjake.com, in which Jake will... text for you. He will give personalized suggestions.
Coy Roach. That's why you chose that question.
Let's say you have your own question that we won't read on the show.
Absolute capitalist.
You want to know. You want to know what Jake's personalized insight would be.
I won't accept this.
But you will continue to let me talk.
I'll take the money for sure.
Yeah. But please, that is more than enough. So, and you're expert, now that you're actually in your professional, since you're getting paid for this now, your professional opinion, what is the best way to reopen?
Is that professional?
Yeah, it's like, as if it's your profession.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah. I'm a professional texter?
I think so.
I'm a professional texter! I've always wanted to be this!
And it's here!
And it is now!
And I am!
I am one! I'm a professional texter. I should have business cards.
You're mad at me. You went from happy to mad at me so quickly.
You set this all up. You worked with Garrett to launch the website. You're promoting it on the podcast. You didn't think I might want business cards?
No, I didn't think.
If anybody out there wants to get me a Hanukkah gift.
Oh my God.
I really
piece of shit. You deserve that too?
I'm humbled
by these cards.
I'm humbled
and honored
by the cards. I can't believe it.
This is so now.
I'm hitch for this.
I'm a real dating instructor, a life coach of sorts.
I'm a professional.
So, you know, for this guy who gets a little bit of free advice, because we actually chose this question on the show, is there anything to... like rekindling a spark that's been out for 2 months or it's dead? Can you rekindle a spark?
My dad always said Jake, if you just put your head down and you apply yourself.
Holy shit.
If you just still concentrate talking
about yourself.
If you just work hard, you could actually be good at something and do something with your life.
You're currently
bad
at something.
Well, joke's on you, Dad. Because I didn't have to do anything at all. I just texted people, and now I'm a professional at that. I never had to work
that
hard.
That is working.
I never had to put in hours.
It was inadvertent.
Didn't feel like it.
Exactly.
Inadvertent. I never had to hunker down.
Inadvertent. I still earned it.
Yep.
So now that, without letting that go to your head.
And it won't.
It's so past that.
My professional head, nothing will get to it. I promise you.
My profession is too thick for anything to penetrate this head of mine.
Oh, my goodness. I am a professional. So what's the question?
You already were one before the TextJake.com website, by the way. Before TextJake launched, you were already a professional. Mm-hmm. You were a professional comedy writer, podcaster, other even better stuff.
You felt no pride. I feel it now that I know how it sounds to say the word professional.
I didn't know that I was one because I didn't know the word. And now that I do, it's good. And I am that.
I thought you had to be really, really, really good at it.
No.
You just have to be paid for
it? Yeah, you just have to have cash.
I'm a professional, man. Fuck yeah.
DJ Jazzy Jeff. Waiting in the wings for his advice.
It doesn't matter. What is he talking about?
Does the train leave the station and it's gone forever, or is it like a spark, an ember in a fire that you can then reignite with gasoline and oxygen?
It's Tinder. It's like, I'll log on right now and message somebody I matched with a year ago, and I'll still have sex with them.
Is it starting from scratch, or is it?
No, it's always nice to hear from people. You know, just like.
So this guy's overreacting.
Just write, hey, long time, no time. What's been Gucci?
There it is. Long time, no time. What's been Gucci?
I honestly, like, that's how little it matters. Yeah. You can write a text that stupid and she'll laugh and you're back on her radar. That's it.
As long as it's excited, enthusiastic.
How amazing is this guy's life going as the year winds down?
Yeah.
Of course, when he reassesses his regrets,
mm-hmm.
You know, when the year comes to a close, you want to sit down and say, what do I regret?
Let me reevaluate things.
And the one thing he regrets is letting a Tinder match slip through his fingers.
Yeah, just go away.
Congrats on your incredible life.
Yeah, that is his biggest remorse, source of remorse. Isn't there something to the idea of like momentum when you start a relationship? Like if you find someone great, but like you guys can't like hang out for like a day, a week, and then like you lose that momentum and then the whole thing just goes away.
Yeah. But I feel like that's the momentum can definitely go away. Like you feel it, but I don't think it's necessarily like both of people are feeling the same momentum. It could go away for him right now. And then she might just forget about him. So it's like, my momentum's gone. I had her, like I had her on the hook.
Yeah.
She was into this, and then I lost it. She's forgot about me. But you could pick it up so easily. It's not like it's just so easy. It's one person taking the effort and picking the momentum back up.
So it's not like you go back, you regress back to zero. I'm talking about in the grander scheme of things, not necessarily this guy, because I think he just chatted.
I think if anything, it buys you more when you like pick things back up and then you can like build on, oh, remember this, remember this, remember this. You
right. know?
You're just like.
And it's also the opposite of being like too persistent and crazy. He's like, he basically took 2 months right. off.
So you accidentally did something cool.
Yeah. You pretended like you didn't care because maybe you accidentally didn't for 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. So use it to your advantage.
Exactly.
Toda?
Though I'm the professional. I just realized you don't get paid for texting.
Holy shit.
Just I do.
I can still voice my opinion.
I'm a pro. I'm a pro.
Of course.
And you're a...
Don't say it.
You're a nobody.
Fuck off.
You're a nobody.
I'm a pro and you're a nobody.
Nobody, you're a nobody.
I have a pro body and you are a nobody. I have another text question for you.
Well, I can't really answer two in a row. I'm a lot less good than I thought.
One really took a shit ton out of me.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, we need a lady's name.
Hillary.
Very nice. Hillary Banks writes, I love the show, and I'm in a pinch that I feel only the pinch can help me with.
That's me.
I'm from England, and in my third year at university, I broke up with a long-term boyfriend about 5 months ago and have only recently felt I can get back on the horse. I started talking to a boy on Tinder who lives 10 minutes walk from my house, and after a few messages back and forth, he asked me on a date. This date was great, as was the second, and so I thought, what the heck? And I went for it. He came back with me, and we got it on till the break of dawn. Here's the thing, though. The texting is very limited. And when I say limited, I mean sometimes it takes him up to 3 days to reply to one message. To begin with, I assume this was because he just wasn't into me, but his replies are fairly keen and often ask in-depth questions when I have given him an out with an end-of-conversation text. Could his lack of texting be because he is worried I'll get attached? If so, how do I let him know that all I want is a bit of Christmas fun? And that if he were to reply to me more quickly, we both may get laid more often? I guess the overriding question is, how do I turn this useless texter into a suitable Christmas fuck buddy? Help me seize his cheese yet again. Love, Hillary.
Man, I would maybe just say that.
What?
I'd love to get a text that was like, hey, I just want to have sex more.
Yeah.
Can you reply to me? I'm not like getting attached to you at all. I just want
to
fuck.
It's a lot easier to tell girls advice on texting because they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
You wouldn't tell a guy to be like, just say you want to get fucked. It's like, right, no, they already know that.
If you want to, you could send him 3 blank texts in a row, then write, let's have sex tonight, and he'll do it.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing weird or bad that you could text.
But why doesn't he reply?
That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. 3 days?
Yeah.
I feel like, I guess if it was, I mean, that's just insane. I would call him out on that.
Yeah. Maybe like, some people are bad at texting.
But not that bad. Well, that's crazy. And yeah. And if you are that bad, then it's not allowed anymore. And you get like, you're going to get called out. And I think if you ask him something, he responds 3 days later, just write back and be like, that was a record.
You
the
broke
longest
it.
Longest I've ever waited for a text.
Are you receiving these texts via U.S. Postal Service right, where you're waiting to get a letter and then sending it back to me? That's the rate at which we're having a conversation right now.
Funded him.
You're playing correspondence chess.
And then if he gets defensive, be like, no, I'm not gonna, like, I'm not trying to get you to talk to me all the time. I'm not trying to make you my boyfriend. I just want to get laid.
Yeah, maybe like a simple haha, you know, if you got back at me more quickly, we would have sex more often.
Yeah, but that's a little I feel like, I don't know. Yeah, no, I wouldn't say that.
What would you say?
Well, I would just be a little nervous that could look like I think the word's entrapment.
Oh,
she's saying like, that's almost like too cutesy. Like,
so it should be more
like, I'm using sex to get you to be my boy. Like, if she's worried that that's what he's worried about.
Yeah.
I think that almost reads too much like a girlfriend text.
Oh.
Like, if you reply to me more, I'll have sex with you more. I would just be like a little more open. Like,
on the nose.
Hey, I don't want to be your girlfriend, but I think if you, maybe you like the second half of your thing, but with a
well, that's basically, I just stole the sentence that she said to us, which is, if you replied to me more, we'd have sex more often.
Right.
Is that on the nose?
Well, I want her to be clear that she doesn't want to make him her boyfriend.
Like, you don't want to scare him away. The only thing that scares guys away.
That's also flirtatious to be like, if you replied more, we'd have sex more.
Right.
So that's her saying like, I want to talk more and I want to see you more and I want to have sex more. But the other text is just like, respond to me more often. I don't like you as a boyfriend, but we can all bone.
It's funny that
very subtle.
The one thing that scares guys away even more than liking sex is the fear of being in a relationship with a person.
Then I'd have to have sex with that person all the time.
No, I don't want that.
Guys are so dumb.
Yeah.
We're like weird little animals.
You have to trick us into fucking.
If we like you and we like seeing you and we like having sex, then then we don't want to see you.
Yeah, then the big fear is that we're there.
Liking you too much is it's very dangerous.
Why?
Because it makes it so we can't have sex with everyone.
So sex is good, but the fear is that if you have it too much with one person, you won't be able to, you know, and it's good.
Yeah.
Then you won't be able to have mediocre, perhaps less good sex with other people. Because the quantity is so much more important than the quality.
Exactly.
Yeah, you'd rather have shitty sex with 10 girls than amazing sex 10 times with one. Would you say that's true?
For me personally? Yes.
For everybody? I hate to speak for everyone, but yes.
I don't know. I think like people are all different, but yeah, no. For me, yeah, of course.
It's the I think it all comes back to this braggadocious thing of how many ladies have you slept with, where like if you can just not necessarily even tell people about it, but have in the back of your brain that you slept with like a good amount, or not a good amount, but a lot amount, like if 75, then you feel better about yourself, regardless of how devastating or awkward those 75 were.
Right.
You just walk around, and in the back of your brain is that number, and you're like, this is good, I'm good, I'm happy.
I think the way, like, I just picture that person as a tiny, tiny hero.
Yeah.
Because it's small, petty, and really lame.
Yeah.
But you are heroic in your own head.
Yeah.
So you're like a small, you're a tiny little hero man.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And it's important to you and you only.
Uh-huh. It doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things or in the, you know, in any
size
scheme of things.
Yeah. Whether it be a small scheme of things. But isn't that the only reason why somebody would want to sleep with 10 different ladies, even if it's not good?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a professional therapist. I'm a professional a lot of things, but
holy
not therapist. Actually, I am a professional therapist. I'm a doctor, and
I do have my MD and my PhD.
Yeah, I don't know why I like a lot of sex with anonymous people.
Why the quantity is good.
I guess it's like validating that to feel like people want you.
Oh, like you beat that many levels of a video game.
Right.
You're like, oh, I was able to be charming enough to sleep with this many ladies.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, I get positive attention from this person, and this person.
Yeah, let me store that positive attention,
yeah,
like
that
squirrels.
Feels better than getting like positive attention from one person.
Yeah, it's like the maximum she can give me is 100.
Yeah.
I'd rather get 20 from 10 different people. Then
exactly.
I'm at 200 confidence points.
We got... Jesus Christ. I was like fucking half hard thinking about it, and you made it math based. My dick shriveled.
I do see your dick is out.
Yep.
Yeah. It retracted like one of those infomercial garden hoses where they sort of shrink to the size of like a pen.
All inside my stomach. Yeah.
Now it's starting to come out of your mouth. It's so soft and
I'm
so subtle.
Does that count as me getting a blowjob? Because I'd love to put it at the imaginary number in the back of my head.
It's like sometimes we get emails where like, we hooked up and I think we had sex, but I'm not sure. Does that count towards my number? I'd hate to lie to myself.
It doesn't matter.
So this girl should just be upfront clear.
I think so. It's weird if they had two great dates. Yeah, maybe he's just like nervous that he doesn't want anything serious.
Yeah, he's self-slowing down. I can see him doing that, but 3 days is pretty extreme.
I wouldn't. I mean,
if I got a text
insane.
After
if
three
he does
days.
That, if he does that more times, just find a new fuck buddy because it probably is not going to be hard.
I remember thinking that like people read text within 10 seconds and any moment after that is a deliberate power play.
Yeah. That's
so
true.
Like after 10, he's waiting 3 days on purpose.
Yeah. 3 days is fucking nuts.
Nobody checks his phone every 3 days.
My phone's like always in my pocket or in my hand.
Yeah.
There's no world where like I go 3 days without responding to somebody and it's someone I want to talk to.
That's why we all turn off our read receipts on iPhones. iPhones have an option that says it tells people when you read the message.
Yeah.
And the first thing anybody does is disable that because it totally takes away any of the air of coolness and mystery. Like if I sent a girl a text message and it said read right away, it just feels worse.
And it is read right away.
Yeah, it's always read right away. But yes. I don't want people to know that I read it right away and then respond in an hour and 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that's exactly what happens to everyone always. Let's take a break right now.
Wow.
In the smack dab middle of the episode.
Very nice.
Thank one more sponsor, and then we'll be back.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very exciting.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content, you download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022. Mm-hmm.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app
That
finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what? You saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month?
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, okay. Quasi-legal,
no,
kind
no.
of dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money me. Found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar. But for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah. Kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress, and all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz. And you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
Where were we? Oh, right. I wanted to tell you, remind everyone that we're going to Houston and Austin. Austin on January 24th. Houston on
Houston,
January
25th. Houston, Atlanta, Vegas.
What?
It's a Drake lyric.
Oh, those are his favorite cities?
Yeah.
Houston. We should go to Atlanta. We have never been to Atlanta.
I've never been to Georgia.
Really?
Yeah, except for like the airport. That doesn't really count.
No, no, God, no. But it's at Houston's part of the Come and Take It Comedy Festival, and in Austin, it's at the North Door. Are we on their website yet? Are we not? I don't know. I don't check more than once a week. So you guys will have to do it for me, and hopefully we are. And what the moment we are, we'll put it on our website so that you can figure out how to get tickets. Those are going to be fun shows.
Yeah, I love Austin. Oh, I've never been to Houston. We drove through it once.
Yeah. What else about Houston? Oh yeah, that's right. Oh, didn't you just learn something recently about John Wolfe that we wanted to talk about on the show?
Oh yeah,
we talked about John Wolfe, not really a friend but like a character in our lives on Monday's
not even
podcast.
A character, just, you know, a real life foe.
Yeah, he's a social vigilante of sorts.
Yeah,
and we just rattled off the top of our head some stories about Wolfe, and then like since that episode, I feel like we've learned even more about Wolf.
Yeah, things are really coming out of the woodwork now.
And like people are tweeting us stories that they've heard, and like we've been getting
he's
emails.
Infiltrated many people.
Yeah, lives. It's almost like lore at this point. It's like urban legend. Oh, you know what? Before you tell your story, I just really quickly heard something recently that he went to a party. Like, I guess he does this a lot. He goes to bar parties. Like, that's his thing. Like, he likes to go to, like, loud parties where it's difficult to hear people.
Uh-huh.
And he introduces himself as Global. So, like, you heard this one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, his name is John Wolf.
Like, yeah, hey, how's it going?
Good.
Like, what's your name?
Global. And then he'll extend his hand.
Right. Global?
No, Global. So the person will obviously not know what to do with that information because it's such a weird name.
Right.
And then he makes them repeat it. And they eventually get that it's this fake name. It's Global, G-L-O-B-A-L. But Global. He says, no, Global.
And they'll just keep on, you know, try Global, like yeah, just like, no, try yeah. different pronunciations.
Yeah, to at least be polite as possible.
Right.
But it's so loud and it's such a weird name that he chose that it just makes people feel a little socially uncomfortable.
Right.
Again, it's not like a huge prank where somebody's losing money.
It's, of course, not illegal.
It's totally within the confines of the law.
Yeah.
And it's just very subtle.
And sometimes when he... when he makes people say Global enough times,
yeah,
he makes someone feel like, you know, the maximum awkwardness when he finds that one person
that's
most uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
That's when he leaves.
Oh.
And that person will just go into their own head and be like,
what happened there?
Did he leave because of me?
Yeah.
Was it something I did?
It just feels bad to that person.
And that'll ruin their night.
And again, he'll never see the consequences of his action.
Right.
None of it is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So much of it is just a subtle little prodding.
It's a subtle dickling prodding. Yeah.
And he leaves.
That he'll do.
And then he's gone.
Yeah.
Not even basking in the consequences of his actions.
It's ridiculous.
It's so fucked up. What was the one you heard?
You know... this is actually really, really twisted. I heard it recently. He, you know, like at the...
Wait, who are you talking about?
Oh, Global.
Yeah. Global.
So, you know, like at Walmart and Stop and Shop, sometimes they'll hire like elderly people in, who are in retirement.
Right.
Just like to help bag
exactly.
groceries.
Just to like give them something to do.
And
it's kind of like a sweet thing.
Yeah. And, you know, even if they don't necessarily need the money, which a lot of them do need the money, it's also nice to them because they're so lonely.
Right. It gets them out of the house, right? And it also establishes a routine.
A routine.
So it's like, oh, they have a job.
Gives them a sense of...
purpose.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
Utility in the world, which is really nice. So what John Wolf will do is he'll actively try and often succeed at getting these people fired.
How do you know that?
Well, because I've seen it happen.
What does he do?
He'll never get into a heated argument with any of these people
because it's too obvious or something.
Right. But what he'll do is he'll leave the grocery store with his bags, and slice the bottoms. Come back in with the torn bag with all of his groceries. Super polite, by the way. Never angry at all.
He never raises his voice.
Would you mind double bagging at this time? Always in front of a manager.
I see.
And once or twice, no big deal. But if you do that to the same guy,
six, seven, eight times,
fired every time.
So he's like, he does little things that gets the managers upset at these elderly.
Exactly.
Huh.
What? What?
Howdy.
How is this possible? How is this possible?
This is exciting.
What the fuck are you doing here?
Dave, why don't you actually join us for the second half of this? We're going to answer some more questions. It'll be fun. It's kind of like a surprise.
This is insane.
Can you share a microphone?
Why aren't you smiling?
Howdy, ladies and gentlemen.
Dave Rosenberg. Joining us on the podcast.
You didn't know that you were coming to LA, right?
I didn't. Wait, what is happening? Did you know?
Yeah, well, I found out yesterday.
Why is this? Tell me what's going on.
I'm here for the podcast.
Flew him out for this second half of this one episode. Look, can we answer questions with you? Are you okay to do that? Are you busy right now?
You gotta pay me though, but yeah.
Jesus Christ. You dick.
How did the I was also fucking horrifying because we're in your room. The door is just slightly ajar.
You and see a face figure.
That came in. And I was like, and I thought it was Marty. And it, then all of a sudden I realized at once that it was not. And I was like, oh no. And then, God, you look scary, man. Hey.
We actually can't.
Hey. How are
you? Oh my God. Holy shit.
Jesus. Did you get into a fight on the plane today?
No, I didn't. It was boring.
We wanted to actually, I don't even know if you feel comfortable talking about your new, the new lady in your life. Do you feel comfortable talking about it?
I mean, I guess I have to at this point.
No, you don't have to say anything.
Yeah, what up, Anna? I love you, baby. You know that, though. I don't got to tell you that.
You do have to tell her in general. When did you meet her?
Last Sunday.
So this you was... met last Sunday, and when did you tell her that you loved her for the first time?
We both told each other on Friday night. Thursday, maybe.
So after 4 days? 3 days?
Yeah, we were actually... One of the reasons why I didn't want to come was because we were on a six-day-in-a-row streak.
Oh, wow. From date one to date six, all in a row. Well, it's not even a date. It's just literally...
8 days. We hung out Sunday and Monday night. Didn't on Tuesday, and then we did Wednesday through last night.
Wow. And now you're here. This is crazy. This is like, this is a real test for your relationship, this long distance.
It is, especially because I was going to have dinner with her parents, her grandparents, her aunt, her uncle.
Holy shit.
Her uncle and her two cousins.
Her aunt, her uncle and her two cousins. There are two uncles.
Most people have more than one uncle. Wait, say that wrong, though. There is only one uncle.
What was the point of this family?
Her birthday is on Wednesday.
Oh, and you're missing it?
I am missing it.
That's a huge... What are you going to get her?
I don't know. I don't think I... My love, really. I guess my heart is what I'm giving her.
Oh, so you think... And she's as into you as you are with her, right? Or it's reciprocated.
Yeah, I think so.
We should have you guys both on the show.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We want to meet this girl.
How did you meet her?
Tinder.
So?
It's actually the first girl I ever met on Tinder.
Wow. So you're
and
one for one.
She said I was the first guy that she's ever met on Tinder.
Do you believe her?
Yeah. Well, I do because she deleted it like 2 days after we met.
Oh, that's what we just talked about in the last episode is when do you delete the Tinder after
oh,
you...
Oh, yeah, so...
Wait, did you delete yours, though?
This is kind of funny, actually. This is a good story. So we went to a diner yesterday, and... I brought it up. I brought up like, oh, should we like tell people we met on Tinder? She's like, nah, nah, nah.
Classic Anna.
And she's like, oh, did you delete yours yet?
Oh, wait, this is what day of the week?
This was yesterday.
Oh, so this is, so a week after
our
you guys.
1 week anniversary. Right.
So she asked if you've deleted Tinder yet.
Yeah, and I said I hadn't because I put in a lot of work.
Right.
You know, I built up.
Yeah,
lifelong friendships with people over Tinder.
A database. You do have more matches per hour than anybody I've ever met before in my life. So I can only imagine what like a year worth of swiping for you has yielded.
Yeah, and
over 1,000, yeah. Right? Would you say over 1,000 matches?
Yeah. But I mean, Anna was the first person I ever met.
Yeah.
So it's a bit romantic in that way.
So did you delete it?
So she did make me delete it. I wanted to. I wanted to.
And she's right about this. Now that I think about it.
She was smart, though, because like, I deleted the app, and she's like, no, you can't delete the app. You need to like go in, and there's like two ways to delete it.
Oh, no, there's one that's like signing off, and one is deleting the app.
Because I don't think you can delete the app, but then you can download it again, and you'll still have all your matches.
Oh, she wanted you to like...
Yeah.
Scorch the earth.
Yeah.
Like, even after we break up, I don't want you going back and seeing anybody.
If I downloaded Tinder right now, I wouldn't have any of my matches. Like, there's a way to go into Tinder and be like...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, a hard reset.
I can't even know how to... I don't even know how to do it again.
She also made you delete your phone, right? She said she wanted you to erase... do a hard
carry
boot.
A beeper now. Yeah.
a burner cell that only she can access, and that's the only one you get. It's so exciting. But this is you're going to be basically apart for as long as you were together because you're in LA for how long now?
5 days.
Yeah, and you were together for 7.
But Jake and I are going to go on a double date on Friday, I think.
Jake just looked
as
at me
as long
like,
as I can find a date.
let's I'm gonna get another microphone so we can all talk, and then we'll answer another email. Is that good?
Do we pause it? Do you pause it?
It'll pause in real life. It'll be like a 5-minute break, but in when I edit it out, it'll be like I did it very quickly. Watch this. Ready? Cool. See, now you have a microphone. Wasn't that instant? Wasn't that great? We can all talk at the same time, and no time actually elapsed.
Howdy.
He's back. I'm trying to think of what. Okay. All right. I got to go.
What a fun surprise.
Yeah. I won't put it on the title, so it'll be like a surprise for the listeners, too.
That's fun.
Yeah. All right. We need a female name.
How about Anna?
Because she is the only one. She is the sun. She is the moon. She is the sky. Anna writes, so me and my boyfriend have been dating for a year, and I asked him if he had watched porn since we have been together, and he mistakenly told me the truth. So after I got over the fact, after throwing the obvious girl fit that was required of me, I let it go. Well, I know he listens to your show constantly. I have even heard some of your stuff here and there. I got on his laptop to work on my schoolwork, and I opened up an email he was getting ready to send to you two. I read the first sentence and realized it was about me and closed it. And then I asked him why he was emailing Jake and Amir, and he said it was due to me throwing a fit when he bought a ton of Xbox One games when I bought him the Xbox. He lied to my face. He was letting you two know about the porn mishap. Jake and Amir, I need your help. I simply cannot break up with him. I just bought him an Xbox One, but he deserves to be punished. Sincerely, Anna.
That's so meta.
Because she talks about him writing in.
She's mad at him for starting to write into you about the same thing she's writing into you about right now.
Oh, wow. I guess that's an interesting...
That's a hypocrite right there.
Well, she's really mad at him because he told the truth. He had watched porn since they've been together.
Which, for the record, is fine.
But she thinks it's not. She thinks she threw the obvious girl fit, which is totally, quote-unquote...
acceptable.
Yeah, good.
She also thinks he deserves to be punished.
Yeah, which is such a weird...
She expects us to be so on board that she says, after I threw the obligatory girl fit...
Yeah, you know, you guys know the one you guys talk about. No. The obligatory girl fit.
She should be mad.
She should be mad?
Porn? Yes.
Why?
Because you're, well, it depends on what type of porn. He shouldn't have said he watched porn. That's his fault for saying it.
Well,
but it's not her fault for being mad that he's watching
pornography.
A bunch of girls getting banged.
So
maybe multiple.
But
are you going to give up on porn now that you're with Anna?
I'll say yes, but I obviously won't be giving it up.
So you're saying it is okay to watch porn, just don't tell your lady about it.
Yeah. And you could almost, it's like, so at a certain point, you could always be like, also, I'm going to lie and tell you I don't.
Right.
It's like so, I think it's like so non-important that maybe Dave's actually right. Like,
wow. he just changed your mind. You did a 180.
Well, I just think, I mean, it's definitely fine. And I think it's like fine to openly lie about it. Just be like, the right answer. It's like saying when your girlfriend is like, Do I look good in this dress?
Yeah.
There's never a reason to be like,
say no.
It's not your best look. It's like a white lie. You just say, yes, you look beautiful. Or do you watch porn? Never. You're the only thing I need.
Right. Because sometimes the nicest thing you can do is to lie.
Yeah. And I mean, this doesn't matter because it has no damaging effects at all.
On her.
On her.
So you might as well hide it.
I guess she's going to be mad, but I mean, it really doesn't matter. You should be allowed. You're allowed to watch porn.
So why not?
I disagree, though. Porn is gross, and you should respect women in every fashion and form that your brain can muster up.
God,
you got a girlfriend, and you're going to change.
I don't watch porn. I don't watch a lot of porn.
Well, that's because you've been with your girlfriend. It seems like nonstop since you guys met eight days ago.
I'm actually a bit of a romantic in the sense that I masturbate to previous sexual encounters that I've had.
Oh.
I'm not sure that makes you a romantic. It might make you a deviant.
Yeah, no, it's a romantic.
Does it make you a romantic, or does it make you a self-indulged sociopath? That the only thing you can get off to you is you fucking other girls.
Yeah, that's why I spit on my dick. I don't even use lotion. I'm fucking myself. Yo,
what are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Hawking them clam dip boogies. I'm a fucking big fat you cop.
It's enough.
No, I haven't even started yet.
You're riding a high. You're jet lagged and tired and scared. I'm so excited to meet this girl. More than anything else, I imagine it's you in a wig.
Funny story. Well, I have a ton of stories already. I went to the bodega on the corner.
With her?
Yeah. And like the dudes at work, they're like good friends of mine. Very good friends. When I don't have enough money, they give me free milk. That kind of relationship.
Like a stray cat.
Yeah.
They put it in a saucer for
coincidentally,
you.
I've never had enough money and I only get free milk.
They also don't know that they're giving it to me yet.
I also am a cat.
So then you walked in with her?
I walked in with her. Uh-huh. Why would he be walking in with
her? Sorry, you walked in with her.
Yeah.
And?
And he, so basically, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I went in the next day and he was like, hey, who is that girl? I was like, oh, it's like this, you know, the love of my life, you know.
This is in front of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I was like trying to figure out, like, I was trying to make eye contact with you to tell you that she was hot, but I wasn't sure if she was your sister, so I like didn't do it.
And he said that in front of her too?
No, this was the day after when I went back to get my milk.
He gave you an IOU for a carton of milk. Yep. You're so open with her. Me and Jake were on speakerphone with you for like an hour yesterday, and then you started talking about her, and it's like, oh, I'm with this new girl. She's so hot. She's been on speakerphone this entire time, and then she started giggling. You talk so openly about her in front of her, right?
Yeah, I think that's like my thing now.
Oh, you're like, I'm not going to hide anything.
Yeah.
So she knows the real you?
I think so.
Well, what about the porn thing?
I don't watch porn, though.
But you're saying you would lie about that.
In a previous life, I would have, but I'm a changed man now.
Anna knows everything.
Yes.
Man.
Anything she wants to know. She's seen everything.
God.
What's her favorite color?
Me.
What's What's her last name? Fleshy. No, you don't know. Don't say her last name.
I couldn't but tell you, to be honest.
You don't know her last
name? I
don't.
I like, I've like memorized what the Facebook profile says, but I can't pronounce it because it's kind of Spanishy.
So you love this girl. Yeah. You said you love this girl. You were.
She
ready.
Said I love you too.
You're prepared to meet her entire family, and she wants you to.
You're going to get married, do you think?
I think so.
You should not know her last name until it's Rosenberg.
Yeah, there's no need.
That's romantic.
Do you think she would change her last name to yours?
Yeah.
Anna Rosenberg?
Did you say that she would?
It's an unsaid.
Have you guys talked about getting married?
Yeah.
Have you talked about eloping?
Yes.
Getting married soon?
Yes.
Do you want to get married to her soon?
I don't have the financial situation to currently do that.
But that's the only thing that's stopping you.
But that's why I'm here right now.
What? You're launching a Kickstarter to marry this lady?
That would be incredible. Let's start a Kickstarter to get Dave a wedding ring.
Well, it would probably have to be an Indiegogo, right? Isn't Kickstarter only for like nonprofits or something?
No, this creative projects profit, though.
Yeah,
because he would buy her a 25-cent ring at a grocery bodega. Store.
I had a question. Is any part of you like this is it's moving so crazy, so hot, so fast that it'll fizzle out?
Not really, because I feel like we would have, if we were gonna get sick of each other, it would have happened after like day four.
You reach day five, you're pretty much, you can extrapolate in perpetuity that like for the next 60 years, you'll
be
good to go.
Don't quote me on the day, but no.
Yeah.
I think it takes more for two people to hang out like a week straight.
Were you at your house or her house?
We exchange, we alternate.
She saw your room?
Yeah.
And she was fine with it?
I cleaned it. I fixed my bed. My bed frame was broken for like 2 months.
Wow.
Wow. So this girl's motivating Dave to fix his bed. That's pretty impressive.
It's a step. Are you positively affecting each other's lives?
Yeah, I funny story actually. The first night we met, so
it's funny when the owner of a bodega told you she was hot.
Yeah, well, now that I think of it, that wasn't a funny story at all. No,
he thought we were related because she has like red hair.
Sure, Okay.
So and continue. She's like beautiful and has olive skin like me.
You do not have olive skin.
Well, yeah, my whole milk piece.
Yeah.
Translucent. Your skin is translucent. Yeah,
you're like you the skin like, of an olive.
You look like the fish at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah. They get no pigment ever.
You know, back in the Victorian ages, I was considered angelic. They look pale. Okay.
So what's this other funny story?
Oh, the way... maybe I shouldn't say this. I will. She invited me over the first night we hung out to her place.
Yeah.
Because I started talking to her about like her job and her current situation.
Yeah. Giving her career advice.
Yeah. And then I was like, let me look at your resume and fix it.
This is date one.
And I did that.
Oh, you started fudging with her like resume to make sure that it was cleaned up and looked better.
Yeah. So I get back to her place and I'm like on her bed.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I just realized like her cousin is actually a big fan of Jake and Amir. I'm not saying anything bad. I love you, baby.
No.
It's like real talk, right?
You ranted and raved about this lady. Yeah, you said nothing even resembling anything less than neutral. Huh. Have you felt this way about anybody else?
Has this happened? Better not ruin my fucking relationship. This ruins my relationship.
How fragile is your relationship? you being on the podcast for 5 minutes.
You were just describing it that it was so sturdy, the foundation that
I'm falling apart. I'm jet lagged. Yo, baby, it's a jet lag popping, baby. What story am I telling? Well, no, because I don't want to say that she invited me over the first night. We didn't do anything. We haven't even touched each other.
All right.
We just kiss with our eyes, not even with our mouths.
My question is, is this normal for you? Have you felt like this about other ladies before?
I haven't.
So this is totally new.
It is.
And did you think you were capable of being so crazy? Love's got you feeling so crazy right now.
I'm not crazy. I'm actually...
This is the most sane I've ever been.
It is.
You're eerily calm, actually.
That's why I booked a flight to LA at 11:30 p.m. last night, because I'm thinking very rationally all the time.
Yeah.
I'm on 2 hours of sleep, and I'm feeling alive, baby.
For the first time ever. Do you want to try to answer one last question before we have to go?
Sure.
Yes. Oh, shit. Did we even tell this girl what to do? Oh, don't punish your boyfriend for being honest to you.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
That's not a good punishment.
Of course.
Yeah.
He doesn't deserve to be punished. You should probably get broken up with.
You should also just break up with each other.
You bought him an Xbox, then he bought games, and you got mad at him.
Yeah, think about that.
That's a bad situation.
I didn't get that part at all.
There's a lot of weird stuff with that email. But at the end result is don't yell at him. Mm-hmm. Don't be mean to him. We're on his side.
Yeah.
Which is a sad thing to hear when you're writing in for advice. You're like, can you believe this guy? And you're like, yeah, we can only believe that guy.
I don't
want
to break up with him, but he needs to be punished.
I'm on her side.
Actually,
though.
He doesn't need to be punished, and don't break up with him, and you're wrong.
What's you're up, on
baby?
Her side?
I'm on your side, baby.
So now you just love all girls.
I'm just like a romantic like that.
Here's another female question. Do you have another female name?
I do.
Yeah.
Guess what it's going to be?
Anna?
Yeah.
That's right. Anna too, right? I've got a sticky situation on my hand. Mm-hmm. I think my boyfriend is stealing my cucumbers. I didn't think anything of it at first. My cucumber slices were stored in the fridge to keep cold for sandwiches and things of that nature, and they were safe as they could be. Then I got myself a boyfriend, and ever since that day, the cucumber has gone missing. I went to my boyfriend's one day, only to find him making a sandwich using my cucumbers. I could tell because I bought extra large cucumbers, which cost extra. Should I say something to him? Why is he stealing my cucumber? He is poor, but not that poor. Any help would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, love, Anna, too.
I have a couple questions.
Sure.
Cucumber or cucumbers, for one, starters?
At the very least, he stole multiple slices. Perhaps he stole one cucumber many times.
Is this a single incident?
No, it seems to be a recurring theme. Her cucumbers have gone missing, and he's using them.
Well, she's assuming that they only make a handful of large cucumbers a day.
Yeah.
It's a for-profit business. It's not any of these.
So you
like,
think you're saying it's just
bullshit.
You're saying it's just a coincidence that her cucumber goes missing, and then he starts making sandwiches with cucumbers.
What she has to do is mark her cucumbers in some kind of really secret way.
Yeah,
like injecting them with Visine.
Oh, actually,
he gets sick.
That's totally.
Something
you know what?
John Wolfe has
done. He has done that.
Yeah,
he'll go to Gelson's with a syringe and he'll like inject produce. so that like they have little holes on the outside, but the person that eats it ends up getting violently ill. Illegal for some reason.
Why does he do that?
I don't know.
It should be.
He fucking gets. He gets off to this weird social.
How is that not illegal?
It's, I guess, because he. It's impossible to get caught. So
that
like,
doesn't mean it's illegal.
Technically, it is illegal, but he's never been like thrown in jail or like he's never been on camera
it's
doing.
It's easy
this.
To get away with.
Yeah, for what, sure.
This is John Wolfe.
This is John Wolfe.
The John
Wolfe
we all know.
I like the Wolfe, man.
Of course you do.
I love those eyebrows. I wish I had half of his eyebrows.
So what?
Does Anna ever want you to get like your eyebrows dyed so you have them?
Well, I asked her if I could go tanning with her. She said I couldn't.
Wow.
Because I feel like those would sort of bring out my eyebrows. Not in a good way, but at least you'd see them.
Yeah, because the your eyebrows are blonde right now.
Yeah, but then I would look so bad.
Badass, maybe.
Mm.
So let's go to a beauty salon and get your eyebrows dyed.
I'm not against it.
All right, we'll do it. I'll show you some before and after pictures of eyebrow dyeing. It's actually pretty drastic.
It's not, though, because I've showed you pictures before. Where Jeff tried it on that one eyebrow and you couldn't tell the difference. It's really weird. You can show people pictures and they won't know the difference if you have a standalone picture.
Isn't that a little extreme, dyeing your eyebrows? Isn't that like too far?
People do it.
But like, do people that you know do it? Or is it like just like an extreme thing? Like people get Botox too. You wouldn't recommend that.
I don't think dyeing your eyebrows is extreme as getting plastic surgery.
Well, Botox is it's a simple inpatient, outpatient procedure. What about Crest white strips? Would you say that's on the same level as dyeing your white strips?
That's on the same level as dyeing your
eyebrows. Like going above and beyond, but still not like surgery.
Right. Yes, definitely. I mean, the cost, how much does Botox cost?
$75 an eyebrow, and then if I wanted to get my cheeks done, that was an extra $150. Or that would have been an extra.
I got Botox.
What are you talking
your
about?
Your forehead is so straight.
It's silky smooth. What would you do if your girlfriend stole your cukes? You call her out?
No, your feet and your boyfriend. It's cute.
He's stealing it.
I think it's one thing if he's like he's in her kitchen cutting cucumbers, making sandwiches. If he's taking them back to his house and not sharing them with her.
It's a game of cat and mouse. It's cute.
I like how much this girl thinks of cucumbers. Like she buys them, she slices them, she keeps them in the fridge, nice cold and crispy for sandwich. I've never cared enough about cucumbers to go through all this effort to have a cucumber on my sandwiches.
She cares a lot and so does he. Yeah. He's the cucumber thief.
And he's like, that's actually a pretty chill idea.
It's so cold and crisp.
It's such an odd thing to steal because it's like a healthy snack.
It's not even a snack. It's
if
just
you
a,
slice them up and you dip them in a little bit of salt water, they're actually really tasty, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
you throw
pickles?
A little clam dip with that. It's actually very good. That's not a joke. You check out my website. Twincest.com actually has a recipe section for...
What's in it?
It's a little bit of clam dip, obviously, and then some cucumbers. It's pretty standard, actually.
So what should this
girl
do? So
a recipe that you put on your website would just be cucumbers?
Well, there's other stuff. There's Twincest stuff on it as well, where my brother and I...
Well, yeah, okay, that's enough.
Sort of go full frontal and do anything you can't imagine on TV.
You want to see more cucumbers? Check out twincest.com. So what would you say to this girl? Confront the boyfriend or just let the cucumber thievery go?
I say you do something where you film, I don't know, like set something up where you can be 100% sure right. that it's him.
There's got to be a sting operation here. You're what's happening right now is like you can't say anything because he's already eaten the cucumber. You've already let the moment pass, but you're on high alert.
Yeah.
Okay. this is code red cucumber. Yeah. Alert right
so you
now.
Set up a sting
put like a GoPro in the fridge weighing back
So you have to catch him in the act and then you say hey what are you doing
so a GoPro or like marking your cucumbers
put a GoPro on the cucumber so when he picks it up he knows you're watching
actually just fill the cucumber with dye so when he goes home to like cut that cucumber he's like so excited so cold and crisp and then he's sprayed with dye.
Oh, like an ink sack, like when you get
and
to bank robbers.
He knows that he's been had.
Well, that's
and
actually...
And you knock down the door with your weapon drawn. You tell him to get on the floor.
It's funny, the dye thing is another classic wolf thing. So he doesn't actually poison or ruin the vegetables. He just makes them look spoiled.
Oh, yeah.
So like when you slice open a peach or a mango and it's a little green...
Mm-hmm.
He'll be like, oh, this something is wrong with it. Why would it be like that? This doesn't exist in nature. And
it's
you're forced
that
to throw
that
it away.
Because every once in a while, he'll also just handle apples and peaches in the grocery store.
And he'll Yeah,
because you're allowed to pick them up and test them. But what he does is he gives a little extra squeeze
on the thumb, right?
Yep. And he'll bruise a peach, yeah. Bruise an apple, and he'll do that several times over.
And that's not illegal.
That's not illegal.
Yeah, you can do that. You
check
can
out
hold
bruising the fruit.
You can hold produce firmly.
Yeah. Oftentimes he'll take a piece of fruit from the bottom, hoping for that avalanche.
Oh yeah. And he'll make it seem like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
But that's all, every apple, every peach is bruised.
Still not illegal, still not very illegal, subtle. And it's like classic vintage wolf. So would you confront your girlfriend if she took your cucumbers?
Anna would never do that to me.
A trick question. Anna would never do that to me.
We would eat the cucumber from separate ends and meet in the middle.
I think I'd be too embarrassed. You know why? You know, Lady in the Tramp style. Yeah. Here's why you almost can't bring it up is because if he just denies it, then you're fucked. You can't be like, I don't believe you. And you also there's nothing you can do if he just says, no, I didn't. And unless you make a bigger deal out of it than it actually is.
Be weirdly contentious.
Yeah.
Because the other thing is, if he did do it, he's like, oh, yeah, I needed a cucumber, I took it. Then it's, not a big deal to him, but it's a huge deal to you. So that's a weird situation to find yourself in.
How long have you been thinking about that you bring it up now? So this is what you do. You consider the cucumber a tax, almost, that of having a great boyfriend. And if he's really worth losing a cucumber every month or two, then you have to eat that.
But then, remember, stay on high alert about this cucumber thing. If it persists...
GoPros aren't that expensive. But maybe before GoPros, you do that...
For you get the a camera for the price of 250 cucumbers.
He actually steals the GoPro.
I'd be curious for you to try other sorts of vegetables to see if he's just sort of a cucumber guy or not.
Oh.
Thief. You know, throw in some carrots.
Or just do a half pivot to the right where it's like a pickle. So it's still kind of a cucumber, but see how he treats it.
And maybe some clam dip too in there.
That's enough about the clam dip.
No, hold on. Put the pickle in the clam dip and see if he takes the pickle out.
What are you talking about? He's not a mouse clam dip. He's not a mouse.
All you need is some canned clams, sour cream, and then French onion sauce. I'm curious if... No, listen.
No,
you
put a cucumber
and go into the clam dip. No, because if he likes cucumbers, he won't be able to...
He'll sniff it out.
No.
You think he's doing it? I'm not even saying anything. I am hearing you out.
Anna lets me finish my sentences.
Of course she does.
Don't you, baby.
You want to...
I miss you, boo. You know I miss you, boo.
She's a puppy.
Because, he won't be able to pocket a full cucumber. But maybe if you slice off the cucumber and put it in the clam dip, then maybe he just...
Like a glue trap? You want to catch him in a glue trap out of clam dip?
I'm just saying feed him cucumber snacks rather than leave a cucumber out in the open for him to steal.
I'm curious.
There's if you prepare these cucumbers in different ways, he'll just eat them at home and that'll be nice.
No, I'm saying maybe he'll just eat them at your place if you prepare the dish for him and so he can't just pocket a full cucumber and leave. I'm no sleep. I'm on no sleep.
I know.
Hiya, I miss you, baby. I love you. Know that girl. I can't wait to play this podcast at our wedding.
What? This is your first song?
You my baby.
A goddamn podcast.
Do you guys have a song? What's your song?
Come Together by the Beatles.
Because we do. We're out of time. I know you joined us in the middle,
This is gonna keep on going. Yeah. I got so many questions.
The opening theme song is written by Danae. If you have your own theme song or your own questions, please email us ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. The closing theme song is written by someone called Jonathan McKenzie. McKenzie. He has a name, and it's a good name. We'll be back on Monday. Later, everybody. Thanks again, Dave. Oh, Dave's asleep. He is asleep.
For those of you who are just tuning in, good evening. Up next, we got a new song from Vance and the Pinch. It's called I Wouldn't If I Were You.
If I were you, I would. Wishing and hoping this love isn't broken, but in my heart it's